Om Jnanatimirannasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna comes, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he shows his pastimes. He also declares himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where does he claim that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna, I'm talking about Krishna. Here, take the mic. Go ahead. Explain.
Yo soy la fuente de todos los mundos materiales espirituales, todo emana de mí. Los sabios que saben eso perfectamente se dedican a mi servicio devocional y me adoran con todo su corazón.
Anywhere else? Krishna says that he's God. Who's that? Yeah.
No me acuerdo bien el mantra, pero es el capítulo 7 que él dice que no hay verdad superior a mí y todo descansa en mí, tal como las perlas ensartadas en un hilo.
He is remembering the one verse of him that is in the 7th chapter where he says that he like the pearls in the
Matak paratanam nanyat kinchir asti nananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutri manigana iva. Anywhere else? Are you sure he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who said that? Who gave him the mic?
En el capítulo 18 que a mí se me puede conocer tal como yo soy en realidad como la suprema personalidad de Dios únicamente a través del servicio devocional íntegro.
Krishna says it in chapter 18.
That?
A mí se me puede conocer tal como soy como la suprema personalidad de Dios.
That I can be known just as I am as the supreme personality of Godhead.
Únicamente por el servicio devocional.
Only by devotional service.
Okay. Does anybody else say that Krishna is God? Okay. Explain your verse.
Krishna es la fuente de todos los semidioses, de todos los universos.
Oh, oh.
Mike.
Okay, he's giving Bhoktaram Jagata Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Surinam Sarvabhutanam Gyapa Mam Shantim Richiti. Explain your position.
Krishna es el disfrutador de todos los sacrificios, el beneficiario último de todos los sacrificios, el propietario de todos los planetas y semidioses, el amigo bien queriente de todas las entidades vivientes, y el que lo conoce de esta manera alcanza la paz. He knows that Krishna is the enjoyer and the proprietor and the friend.
And Krishna speaking, right?
Yes.
Yes. So he says, one who knows me, like that. Paschadaham yeretasya yovishishetah sospyaham. Krishna says, only I existed before the creation, I exist after the creation, everything emanates from me. From the Vaishnavis. Who else says Krishna is God?
quien nos dice que Krishna es Dios.
I don't remember in Sanskrit, but in one chapter of one of Prabhupada say yo medito en el Señor Sri Krishna porque él es la causa, él es la verdad absoluta, él es la causa primordial de todas las causas de la creación, conservación y destrucción de los universos.
First chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter. ¿Alguien conoce eso?
Chant the verse. Give him the mic. Wait, all the way in the mic. Start over. More Vaishnavis, anything?
¿Algún otro Vaishnavi, algo más?
It's said by Sankaracharya, and it explained that the Lord Narayan is beyond material creation, so he's beyond all manifestation. So even if he was impersonalist, he again was a devotee, so he declared that nothing could. Que ese verso dice fue dicho por Sankaracharya y que dice que el Señor Narayan está más allá de toda la creación material y que nada puede contaminarlo.
Very good. Excelente. Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakshidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So, we're starting to get convinced now Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Así que estamos comenzando a convencernos de que Krishna es la Suprema Personalidad de Dios.
Very important to remember that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Muy importante recordar que Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios.
And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that same Krishna.
En el Chaitanya Charitamrita escuchamos que el Señor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu es también ese mismo Krishna.
Only he appears as a devotee.
Solo que él aparece como un devoto.
Because in the age of Kali, people need to see an example.
Porque en la era de Kali uno necesita ver un ejemplo.
And so this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Acharya Lila.
Así que este es el pasatiempo de Acharya, la Acharya Lila del Señor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He comes to teach everybody how to serve Krishna.
Él viene a enseñarnos a todos cómo servir a Krishna.
Even though he's Krishna himself.
Aun así, aunque él es Krishna mismo.
So if we read through the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll find there are many, many teachings. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, gave a distillation of the teachings. He taught 64 items of devotional service.
Él enseñó 64 ítems del servicio devocional.
These are called angas.
Estos se llaman angas.
And out of all the 64, he said 5 are the most important.
Y de todos estos 64, él dijo 5. 5 son los más importantes.
Let's name the 5.
Vamos a nombrar esos 5.
1.
Número 1.
Association with devotees.
Asociación con devotos.
Number 2.
Escuchar las escrituras.
Chanting the holy name. Number
3.
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of like-minded devotees who are more advanced than oneself. Number 4. Living in Mathura. Number 5. Worship the deity. So then he said, out of these 5, which is the most important? Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, you can attain the results of all the others. Also, there's a verse that tells the major and main principles that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taught.
También hay un verso en el que dice los principales, los principios que enseñó Chaitanya.
Arajo Bhagavan Rajesha Tanayata Dhamma Vrindavana Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavidu Vargena Vokalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradara Napara. This is from one of the Vaishnava scriptures. And it says that these are the main principles that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. The first is that Lord Krishna and his divine abode, Vrindavan, are the same. There's no difference between the two.
El primero es que el Señor Krishna y su reino son iguales. Hay diferencia entre los dos.
The second is that the highest method for worshipping Krishna was that which is showed by the gopis of Rajadham.
El segundo es que el método más elevado para adorar a Krishna es el que hacen las gopis en Rajadham.
The third is that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the authority on everything.
El tercero es que el Srimad Bhagavatam es la autoridad en todo.
And the fourth is that the ultimate goal of life is to attain love for Krishna.
Y el cuarto es que la meta última de la vida es obtener amor por Krishna.
What are the four?
¿Cuál es el cuarto?
Number one is
Número uno es
Krishna and Vrindavan are the same.
Krishna y Vrindavan son lo mismo.
Number two? The highest method of worshipping Krishna is that which was conceived by the gopis of Vrindavan. Number three? Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amala Purana, it's the spotless Purana, it's the ultimate authority on everything. And number four? Prema Pumarto Mahan. What does that mean? Ultimate goal of life is? Krishna Prema. Is to attain Krishna Prema. So, although there are many instructions, there are some simplified principles. In the five that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned out of the 64, he said, if you keep a little bit in contact with these five, even if you don't have faith in them, if you're not offensive, then by this little contact, you'll be able to make advancement to the highest level. He said there's some special potency in these five. So throughout our lives, we may find ourselves in various situations. No one can stay in one place for very long in the material world. We get moved around. And in the different phases of our life, we'll find ourselves in various situations. Have you found either of those to be true in your lives? Yes? Yes. In what way?
But
all the time she's just moving from one place to another.
Has anybody experienced any adversities in their life?
¿Alguno ha experimentado algunas adversidades en su vida?
If so, just smile and go like this. So it's natural that we'll be moved around by the force of time. It's also very natural that there'll be many adversities.
También es muy natural que va a haber muchas adversidades.
Challenges to our devotional service.
Los retos en nuestro servicio devocional.
What are some of the ways in which we may be challenged?
¿Cuáles son algunas de las maneras en las que podemos ser retados?
Your faith may be challenged.
La fe puede ser retada.
How is it your faith may be challenged?
¿Cómo es que la fe puede ser retada?
Y en situaciones en las que suceden cosas que uno no...
Can you hear? Everyone here? Here, to give them the mic.
En determinadas situaciones en las que uno puede sentirse desamparado o que Krishna hace que un devoto pase por una situación mala cuando son muy queridos por Krishna.
Specific situations when one feels helpless or that one sees that Krishna puts a devotee in a really difficult situation, in a helpless situation.
Okay. Any other ways your faith might be challenged?
¿Alguna otra manera en que la fe puede ser retada?
Or any other challenge?
¿O algún otro, cualquier otro reto?
Mataji.
Determinación. La insatisfacción en el momento.
For the insatisfaction of the moment. Satisfaction of the moment.
Means?
Do you think that those other things are giving you a plenitude?
Okay, can be distracted sensually.
One can be challenged. our attachment can be challenged. For example, when one is in the ashram chanting, and one has no so many responsibilities or position, but somehow or other, some wealth is coming, some position is coming. So we have to be very detached, even though we have, you know, so much work and so much position.
¿Puedes repetir en español, por favor?
Muchas veces nuestro desapego también es probado. Muchas veces estamos en el ashram, no tenemos muchas responsabilidades, simplemente cantamos nuestras rondas y no tenemos mucha responsabilidad, mucha posición. Pero algunas veces, por cuestiones de servicio, mucha riqueza viene, mucha posición también viene, y igual tenemos que mantenernos desapegados.
A veces la mente tiene así pensamientos nihilistas o impersonalistas, y como que se quiere apegar a pensar eso que, no sé, después de la mañana me levanté así, ¿no? Pensando... Tal vez venimos de la nada y vamos a la nada, tal vez la verdad es impersonal. So, sometimes the mind attacks us. Today I woke up with that feeling that we come from nothing and go to nothing. So, impersonalist and what is thinking, that's a challenge also to faith and not feel that.
I think that if we keep listing, we could go on for a long time.
Creo que sí. Creo que si pudiéramos seguir enlistando, podríamos ir por un largo tiempo.
So, at every moment, we're being attacked by various challenges.
Así que en todo momento estamos siendo atacados por diversos retos.
Or, I should say, we're being presented with many challenges.
O yo diría que estamos siendo presentados, que se nos están presentando diferentes retos.
So, the way in which we deal with those challenges will determine how steady we'll be able to remain in Krishna consciousness.
Así que en la manera en la que nosotros lidiamos con esos retos va a determinar qué tan estables nos mantenemos en conciencia de Krishna.
One of the ways to deal with these challenges,
una de las maneras de lidiar con estos retos,
is to remember these five basic principles that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught.
Es recordar estos cinco principios básicos que el Señor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enseñó.
What are they? Number one, to stay in this, have association with devotees. This is a very important point. We become whomever we associate with. Because we're very tiny. And if we associate with people who have spiritual desire,
Y si nos asociamos con gente que tiene deseos espirituales,
we'll develop spiritual desire.
Vamos a desarrollar deseo espiritual.
If we associate with people who have optimism for the material world,
si nos asociamos con personas que tienen optimismo por el mundo material,
then we'll develop optimism for staying in the material world.
Entonces vamos a desarrollar optimismo para quedarnos en el mundo material.
If we associate with people who eat a lot of butter,
si nos asociamos con gente que come mucha mantequilla,
then we'll start eating a lot of butter.
Entonces nosotros vamos a comenzar a comer mucha mantequilla.
My friend Satyadev Prabhu, when he was in many years ago, devotees gave him a nickname. His name was Butter Dave.
Su nombre era Mantequilla Dave.
Because he had to put butter on everything.
Porque le ponía mantequilla todo.
And one year I was traveling with him. We were on traveling Sankirtan.
Y un año yo estuve viajando con él. Estamos en Sankirtan Viajero.
And when I came back from traveling with him, everyone said, "How come you're eating so much butter?"
Y cuando regresé a viajar con él, todos preguntaban, ¿cómo es que estás comiendo tanta mantequilla?
I didn't even know I was doing it.
Y yo ni siquiera me daba cuenta de lo que estaba haciendo.
Because I associated with my good friend who likes butter.
Porque me asocié con mi buen amigo el que le gustaba la mantequilla.
After 4 weeks, I was eating butter.
Después de 4 semanas, yo estaba comiendo mantequilla.
So this principle of Sangha is very important.
Así que este principio de asociación es muy importante.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, what is a devotee? What is a Vaishnava?
Cuando el señor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pregunta, ¿qué es un devoto?
He said, Asat Sangha Tyage Vaishnava Char. A Vaishnava is one who avoids bad association.
Un Vaishnava es aquel que evita la asociación, la mala asociación.
Asat Sangha means Asat, those people who are interested in the temporary world.
Esas personas que están interesadas en el mundo temporal.
On the other hand, Sat, that means the devotees. They're sincere, truthful about going back to Godhead.
Y por otro lado, está Sat, los devotos que están interesados en ir de vuelta a Dios.
This is real association.
Eso es verdadera asociación.
Satam prasangamma mavirya sambido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata taj joshana rashu apavargavartmani shadara tir bhaktir anukramishuti. This verse was spoken by whom? This verse was spoken by Kapila. And what canto is it in? Third canto, what chapter? 25. And what verse? 14. 45. One more guess for a free garland. It's 325:25. And anyway, 325:25. In this verse, Kapila Dev says association is so powerful that by association with devotees, and he says what association means. It means what you're going to hear from them. So from Satam, from very advanced devotees, you hear very nice sounds. Those sounds are Krishna Katha. Association doesn't mean to associate with devotees and then speak gramya katha. What does gramya mean? Gramya katha.
La churma.
Materialism. Literally, it means the talk of the village.
Like,
even in the village, everyone. Rumors. And gossip. These are not Krishna Katha. This simply agitates the mind. So real association means to be in the association of those who are addicted to speaking about Krishna.
Así que verdadera asociación significa estar con los que están adictos a hablar de Krishna.
That includes speaking about spreading Krishna consciousness.
Eso incluye hablar acerca de difundir la conciencia de Krishna.
Satam prasangam avirya sambido bhavanti hrit kanarasayana kata means that sound vibration that you get from advanced devotees becomes like medicine.
Eso significa que esta vibración auditiva que tomas es como medicina que tomas de los devotos.
So different ways you can take medicine. Some you take like orally.
Hay diferentes maneras en que puede uno tomar medicina.
Some you have to take a shot in the arm.
A veces tienes que tomar una inyección en el brazo.
But this medicine you take through the ear.
Pero esta medicina la tomas por el oído.
And when from the ear it goes to the heart.
Y del oído va al corazón.
Where I live in California, I live near the San Francisco Bay. And all around the Bay Area,
y todo alrededor en la zona de la bahía,
there are places, they're called storm drains.
Hay lugares que se llaman,
it means when the rain comes or when there's any water, it goes into the drains.
Significa que cuando hay lluvia o hay agua, va a los drenajes.
So the street doesn't flood.
Así que la ciudad no se inunda.
And that water is diverted underground.
Y esa agua es como dividida abajo en el doble abajo de la tierra.
And even many miles away, that water ends up in the San Francisco Bay.
Y muchas millas después, esa misma agua termina en la bahía de San Francisco.
So in all the storm drains around the whole Bay Area, there's a little sign that says, no dumping, drains to bay.
Así que alrededor de todos estos drenajes de tormenta, de storm drains, hay letreros que dicen,
and it has a little fish on it. The contaminant. And so one day I was walking past one of these storm drains. I was on a Japa walk. And I saw the sign. No dumping. No contamination here. Yeah, because it goes to the bay.
Porque se va a la bahía.
And then I thought, these openings here, everyone check and see if you have two.
Y luego yo pensé, estas aberturas,
one,
chequen si tienen dos.
Two. You're lucky.
Yeah. Son afortunados.
These are little storm drains.
Estos son pequeños storm drains, drenajes de lluvia.
Yes, and there should be a little sign here.
Y debe haber un pequeño letrero aquí.
No dumping.
No tirar basura.
Because it drains to the bay of the heart.
Porque se drena a la bahía del corazón.
And in the San Francisco Bay, once the contamination goes in, it's very difficult to get out.
Y en la bahía de San Francisco, una vez que entra la contaminación, es muy difícil sacarla.
So same way, contamination goes in here, it goes into the heart, very difficult to get out of the heart.
Porque de la misma manera, cuando la contaminación entra por aquí, llega hasta aquí, es muy difícil sacarla.
But if you put in lots of medicine,
pero si le pones mucha medicina,
by associating with Satam, those who like to hear about Krishna,
por asociarte con Satam, aquellos que les gusta oír hablar acerca de Krishna,
then the verse says, Tajjoshanarashua Pavargavartmini, very quickly you can turn your life around.
Después el verso dice que muy rápidamente puedes darle un giro a tu vida.
Who would like to turn their life around?
¿A quién le gustaría darle un giro a su vida?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. This is how.
Esa es la manera.
Then it becomes very easy to step by step come to the highest level of Krishna consciousness.
Y después se vuelve muy sencillo, paso a paso, llegar al estado elevado de conciencia.
It happens naturally.
Pasa de manera natural.
It happens automatically.
Y pasa automáticamente.
Anupashit. It means that Shradar Ratir Bhakti Anukramishriti Anukrama, everyone say Anukrama. Krama means to step.
Krama significa to step.
And Anu means to follow.
Y Anu significa seguir.
So it means one step follows the next.
Así que significa un paso sigue al siguiente.
Some people, sometimes devotees talk because we want to look at the goal, how to come to the highest level of devotional service.
Así que los devotos a veces hablan acerca de cómo ir a los estados más elevados, más avanzados de conciencia de Krishna.
How will I come from the position of Vaidhi Bhakti to Raghunuga Bhakti?
¿Cómo llegar a la posición de Vaidhi Bhakti hasta Raghunuga Bhakti?
By hearing.
Por escuchar.
You have to hear.
Tienen que escuchar.
You have to hear a lot.
Tienen que escuchar mucho.
And you can't skip that.
Y no pueden saltarse eso.
Anukra Mishruti means it happens naturally, step by step.
No, significa que pasa paso a paso.
And this is the effect of a sat, good association.
Y este es el efecto de la buena asociación.
So that's the first principle that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said is this sadhu sangha. So now we'll take some reflections. Anything that you heard so far, because we only have 5 minutes left. Or anything that you saw yesterday from our Sankirtan. Some impression that stuck in your mind. You saw something that inspired you. You had a realization. Okay.
I realized that in the moment after the Harinam went walking, the people who stayed, because I was walking and the Harinam was in front of me, and they passed, and I spoke to the people who were there seated, hearing. And when I came with books, they were already like, oh yes, your friends just passed. And they were very happy and they were more... they were more open to hear about the books and to take one. Entonces le digo que ayer que estaba apenas llegamos y pasó el harina, entonces pasaba el harina y la gente que estaba sentada como que se ponía feliz por escuchar y le hablé a una de las personas que estaban ahí y ya como habían escuchado el mahamantra y estaban así como ah sí tus amigos y como más receptivos.
Nice. I noticed the same thing when we were in the first plaza in Lyon. And the holy name, it was making people liberated. They didn't even know they were liberated. But they would walk up and go, wow, I'm liberated. And they'd buy books and everything. And then the Harinam stopped. And I felt the weight of the material energy come back into them. And it was appreciating how the two things go together, the book distribution, Harinam, they're a very nice combination. It's like in wartime. During the battle, a battle in war. They have a row of people, they're covering the other person. They're there with their machine guns. And then a few people run ahead. And then they're protecting with this to make sure that these guys can run forward. So I felt like that with the Harinam, they're protecting. And then we can run ahead and distribute books here, there, and undercover. Then the Harinam stopped and we're like, what happened? Getting attacked from every direction.
I tried to use the mantra as Maharaj told me.
And there were three things that I liked a lot. The first one, that when I gave them like the fist, they smiled. And they look at me at the eyes. When I wasn't like giving the fist, they wouldn't look at me. But when I give them the fist, they would look at my eyes. I just started saying to him, I didn't come to see you anything. I just came to listen to you. And there was a lady that she started telling me so sweet things.
Y yo le dije como, oh, qué forma tan dulce de pensar, si hubiera más gente como tú, el mundo sería muy diferente.
And I thought, oh, what a sweet way to think. If there were more people like me in the world, it would be a better place.
Y ella me dijo, y yo voy a orar a Dios para que tú puedas hacer a más personas como tú.
And she told me, and I will pray God that you can make more people like you, the lady said.
Mi corazón se rompió.
And my heart break off.
Se llevó mucho luz.
And I gave lots of books. Ah, no, she took lots of books. Mm.
Solo dos, pero... Y otra cosa que me gustó mucho era que...
Another thing that I liked a lot was that...
Esta mañana...
That this morning...
Yo vi a Maharaj cantar sus rondas.
I saw you, Maharaj, chanting your japa.
Y me sentí como en el ejército, así como... Como en el ejército, él cantaba como con... Era muy inexplicable.
And I felt like being in the army. Like, the way you chanted was like really special.
Ver eso como que me hizo recordar la vida espiritual.
And so that made me like to have a spiritual life again.
That's good.
Thanks a lot, Maharaj.
Haribo!
Haribo!
One more?
Una más?
Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Ayer que estaba distribuyendo libros.
Yesterday when I was distributing books.
Distribuí muchos a mucha gente joven.
I distributed many books to young people.
A mi edad más o menos.
Like my age or so.
Y me di cuenta que esta generación necesita mucho despertar.
I started thinking that this generation needs a lot to wake up.
Una niña me dijo. Que si esos libros hablaban de espiritualidad.
A little girl told me that if these books talk about spirituality.
Y le dije que si ella creía en Dios.
I told her that yes, the little girl, she believed in God.
Y ella me dijo que dudaba mucho que existiera.
And she told me that she doubted a lot that God exists.
Y que estaba buscando si realmente era verdad.
And the little girl was looking if it was really true.
Y eso me entró mucho al corazón.
And that stick a lot into my heart.
Y le dije que ese libro le iba a explicar todo lo que es el camino espiritual.
And I told her that this book was going to explain her everything that it was a spiritual path, a spiritual life.
Y ella se sintió muy atraída.
And she felt really attracted.
Y eso me dio mucho alivio.
And that gave me a lot of relief.
Haribo! So, what everyone did together yesterday is a historic event.
Así que todo lo que hicimos ayer en conjunto todos fue un evento histórico.
Every time all the troops move out to do this yagya, it's a historic event.
Todos los días en que las tropas salen a hacer este yagya es un día histórico.
The world will never be the same.
El mundo nunca volverá a ser el mismo.
The damage has been done.
El daño se ha hecho.
It can't be taken back.
No se puede
so this is revolutionary what you're doing.
Así que esto es revolucionario lo que ustedes están haciendo.
To live your life by following the directions of Krishna.
Vivir su vida siguiendo las instrucciones de Krishna.
Against all the powerful challenges that come into your life.
En contra de todos los poderosos retos que vienen en su vida.
This is revolutionary.
Esto es revolucionario.
And to go out with enthusiasmos into the world and give people Krishna consciousness. Depending on Lord Chaitanya's mercy. This is revolutionary. And the two things go together. Just like there's rice. Who likes rice?
¿A quién le gusta el arroz?
It's a good food, people like it all over the world.
Es una muy buena comida que a la gente en todo el mundo le gusta.
And then there's dal.
Y después está el dal.
Who likes dal?
¿A quién le gusta el dal?
It's a good food.
Es una muy buena comida.
But when you put rice and dal together,
pero cuando pones el arroz y el dal juntos,
you get a superfood. This is written in Jamuna's cookbook.
Esto lo escribe, se está escrito en el libro de cocina de Yamuna.
This is Shastra.
Este es Shastra.
In the section about rice, how to cook rice.
En la sección del arroz, en cómo cocinar arroz.
She says, when you mix rice and dal together,
ella dice, cuando tienes arroz y dal juntos,
42% more nutrition.
42% más de nutrición.
So when you hear and chant very carefully,
Así que cuando cantan y escuchan de una manera muy cuidadosa.
Which means you have to have a quota every day. You have to be on a you have to be pushing yourself to hear.
Que significa que deben de estar empujándose ustedes mismos siempre a cantar.
And then you go out also to distribute Krishna consciousness.
Y después salen también a distribuir conciencia de Krishna.
Both are very good sadhana.
Las dos son muy buen sadhana.
But together,
pero unidas,
super sadhana.
Super sadhana.
So this is the super sadhana ashram.
Así que este es el ashram del super sadhana.
You are doing something that is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada.
Están haciendo algo que complace mucho a Srila Prabhupada.
And all the acharyas.
Y a todos los acharyas.
And Lord Chaitanya.
Y al señor Chaitanya.
And Krishna.
Y a Krishna.
And by this is like a little launching pad.
Y por esto es como una pequeña bahía de lanzamiento.
You're on this launching pad, and from here you'll shoot right back to the spiritual world.
Están en esta zona de lanzamiento y van a ser disparados de vuelta al mundo espiritual.
And I believe that Krishna will also give you a vision when you do go back to Godhead.
Y yo creo que Krishna les va a dar a todos ustedes visión cuando realmente van al mundo espiritual.
Of all the people that you helped to go back to Godhead.
De toda la gente a la que han ayudado que regrese a Dios.
So do as much damage as you can before you go.
Así que hagan tanto daño como puedan mientras estén aquí antes de que se vayan.
Gaur Premanande Haribo! Nitai Gaura Haribo! Haribo! Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Vanchakalpadurvishta kripasnameva patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.